What if you woke up late for work and that oversleeping saved your life? Meeki Agrawal missed her usual morning routine on September 11, 2001. She should have been having breakfast with her friend Laura in the World Trade Center courtyard at 8:30 a.m. Instead, she watched the towers collapse on television. Later, wearing a moon suit and gas mask, she retrieved documents from her destroyed Deutsche Bank office. Among the ruins, she found a letter from her mother congratulating her on the banking job. The realization hit hard. So many people had lost their lives without fulfilling their dreams. Was she going to do the same? That moment became her turning point. She sold a bicycle, recovered from the ruins, bought a laptop, and began writing her first screenplay. The lesson wasn't subtle. Life is precious and unpredictable, and waiting for someday is a luxury none of us can afford. Standing outside the director's office at the Boston University London internship program, Agrawal prepared to become the first student ever sent home. She'd refused an internship where she was treated poorly and wasn't learning anything. This wasn't reckless rebellion. It was strategic disobedience based on the MB experience, the mutually beneficial experience. Both parties must gain value. When her internship failed to provide learning opportunities in exchange for work, she recognized the imbalance and acted. Years later, launching her restaurant on a tight budget, she offered equity to talented friends instead of cash, designers, architects, and branding experts looking to branch out. The approach worked brilliantly. She also developed a crucial skill, confidently meeting new people in unfamiliar settings. Wear something conversation-worthy, approach people with a genuine smile, and prepare thoughtful questions that position others as experts. By creating mutually beneficial relationships and having the courage to walk away from exploitative ones, she built the foundation for her future success. After reoccurring gastric distress from pizza, Agrawal discovered she was lactose intolerant, a condition affecting 1 in 5 Americans. She eliminated dairy and her symptoms vanished, but she missed her favorite foods. Then, while traveling in the south of France, she ate cheese and felt fine. The revelation? French farms made cheese without the hormones, antibiotics, and pesticides common in American dairy. Back home, organic dairy didn't bother her either. This sparked a business idea. If 20% of Americans were missing out on pizza due to dairy intolerance, there was an opportunity. She envisioned an alternative pizzeria using fresh, local, organic ingredients where anyone with food allergies could enjoy delicious pizza. Nothing like this existed in New York City. This pattern of identifying personal pain points and turning them into business opportunities became her signature approach. Years later, she followed the same process with Thinks and Tushy. Your annoyances and pain points are often shared by millions of others, representing market opportunities waiting to be addressed. Rather than perfecting her business plan alone, Agrawal leveraged collective intelligence through a meeting of the minds. She crafted invitations highlighting attendee benefits, exclusive MTV Studios access, free food, networking opportunities, and industry disruption potential. Making it about them, not her, attracted all 16 invitees. The group spent 5 hours brainstorming, developing the name Slice, later Wild, creating a unique diamond-cut presentation, redesigning pizza boxes for better storage, and planning sustainable interiors. This collaboration yielded ideas she never would have conceived alone. She also boldly approached Rich Wolf, one of NYC's top restaurateurs, through a tenuous connection and convinced him to let her shadow him for a month. This invaluable experience revealed she needed to start with counter service rather than a full restaurant, a crucial insight that prevented potential failure. The lone visionary myth is exactly that. The most successful entrepreneurs build communities of supporters, advisors, and collaborators who contribute expertise and fresh perspectives. At 25, Agrawal needed to raise $250,000. After bombing traditional pitch meetings, she created investor dinner parties with celebrity chefs, cool venues, and Food Network cameras. She replaced dense business plans with visual slideshows covering market problems, audience, competitors, and projections. The strategy transformed fundraising into memorable experiences where hearts and minds opened naturally. Group excitement builds momentum. When people see others engaged, they're more likely to invest. She also followed her NST, no small talk rule, replacing where are you from with pointed questions like, what are you most excited about? Or what's your dream? These prompts revealed people's true colors and sparked genuine connection. One investor she met while waiting for a table became an 8-year friend and significant backer after a single authentic conversation. Her connection-based approach raised the full $250,000. Raising money isn't about perfect pitch decks, it's about human connection. I am never, ever ordering from you again. Agrawal surveyed the chaos. 50 people lined up after a Daily Candy article, unprepared staff, and customers leaving with cold pizzas. She'd ignored advice about a soft opening and now faced the reality that 95% of restaurants fail in their first year. Quitting wasn't an option. She launched an aggressive comeback, handwriting 5,000 apology letters with free slice offers, personally flyering neighborhoods, getting certified as a spin instructor to sample pizzas at gyms, and targeting playgrounds and office buildings. Slowly, the phone rang again. She also learned crucial hiring lessons. Her early partners, young, excited, educated like herself, lacked essential experience. When an inexperienced manager ran out of dough on a busy weekend and refused creative solutions, she realized passion alone wasn't enough. After several missteps, she found partners with both enthusiasm and expertise. Entrepreneurial success isn't avoiding failures, it's responding with responsibility, personal amends, and relentless effort to rebuild trust. Using a raccoon trap metaphor, Agrawal shows how deadly attachment can be. We must let go of what isn't working. Reflecting on launching her first business at 26, she notes how she's evolved to handle unfamiliar situations with confidence. In a heartfelt letter to future generations, she shares her box of possibility, mementos reminding her of life's choices. She encourages readers to embrace change, focus on desired outcomes rather than temporary pain, and find what makes their eyes sparkle. Quoting her father's advice to pursue what feels right, regardless of others' opinions, she urges readers to address that feeling in the pit of their stomach. Since writing this book, she's launched Thinks, leak-resistant underwear that exceeded its Kickstarter goal by 130%, and Tushy, a modern bidet attachment company. This life is short. Your stomach pain, your frustration, your near-death experience, whatever's calling to you might be the beginning of something extraordinary. The question isn't whether you're capable of doing cool shit. The question is, what are you waiting for?